Blackstone Audio presents Last Stand at Khe Sanh, the U.S. Marines' Finest Hour in Vietnam, by Greg Jones. To those who fought at Khe Sanh, living and dead. Introduction. During the first months of 1968, Americans were transfixed by the confrontation between U.S. and North Vietnamese Army, NVA, forces at a remote Marine combat base in South Vietnam called Khe Sanh. President Lyndon Johnson feared a disastrous defeat like the one that had driven the French from Vietnam in 1954. "I don't want any damn Dien Bien Phu," he groused, recalling the French debacle. General William Westmoreland, the supreme American commander in Vietnam, assured his commander-in-chief, "Khe Sanh will not become another Dien Bien Phu." Privately, the general harbored doubts. He ordered his staff to study how the French had lost at Dien Bien Phu, and whether he might now be forced to use tactical nuclear weapons to stave off a crushing defeat. Over time, Khe Sanh would become perhaps the most emblematic confrontation of the Vietnam War, the centerpiece of Michael Herr's classic book, Dispatches, a focal point of Bruce Springsteen's haunting post-Vietnam anthem, Born in the USA, and the subject of countless other books, articles, paintings, songs, and exhibits. For war critics and news correspondents, Khe Sanh was a metaphor for the Vietnam War's strategic folly and tactical deceptions. 6,000 U.S. Marines forced to defend an isolated base that General Westmoreland had deemed